Good day, Australia. You're tuned in to the Financial Services Online Daily News Wrap. I'm your host, Paige Estrattori. Let's dive right into the big stories affecting our financial shores on this Tuesday, May 6th, 2025. Our lead story today explores the choppy seas of bond income distributions. As global bond yields rise, income-oriented investors are up against reduced cash distributions. According to the latest analysis from Zenith, there's an existing gap between bond fund yields and actual income distributions, with yields doubling to 4.4% but remaining under 1% for distributions. The situation leaves retirees leaning on bond income in a tricky spot. Zenith suggests several strategies to navigate through these challenging waters. These include favoring domestic fixed income, contemplating TOFA elections, and considering tax-efficient master or feeder fund structures for offshore hedging. Meanwhile, in the superannuation sector, smaller funds are bracing for waves from forecasted changes to financial institutions' levies. The joint accounting bodies have raised concerns that the proposed levy reductions tend to favor larger funds while leaving smaller funds to shoulder a substantial cost burden. For example, an asset-heavy fund holding $360 billion will see a significant drop in levy to merely $3.01 per member. On the contrary, a smaller fund with a more modest $349 million in assets will pay a hefty $15.26 per member. Although the raised upper threshold offers a bit of relief, it is clear that smaller funds still bear a disproportionate burden, leading to calls for a more equitable levy structure. Switching gears now to banking news, Westpac, whose results rolled out ahead of other banking leaders, reported a slight 1% dip in its half-yearly profit, ringing in at $3.45 billion. Despite headwinds from geopolitical risks, the bank highlighted promising growth in its business and institutional banking segments. In the light of this, CEO Anthony Miller remains cautiously optimistic and looks forward to strengthening Westpac's partnership with the government on housing and cash access issues. Amidst the shaky financial backdrop, shareholders can expect a stable interim dividend of 76 cents a share. And on the insurance front, Queensland's MP David Lee has expressed concerns about insurers' response to claims following Cyclone Alfred. Businesses, particularly in Hervey Bay, are grappling with challenges in getting their damage claims acknowledged. Some insurers, having been labeled proactive, stand in stark contrast to others who avoid responsibility. This highlights the need for a more streamlined, user-friendly process in managing catastrophe claims. An Insurance Council of Australia meeting is on the cards for Hervey Bay on the 15th of May, promising to bring affected individuals and insurers to the same table. Resolutions and rebuilding, undoubtedly, are high on the agenda. That's the financial roundup for today, Australia. I'm Paige Estrattori, signing off on behalf of Financial Services Online. We'll be back tomorrow with a fresh set of stories from the world of finance. For more detailed coverage of these stories and more, visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. Goodbye, and stay financially savvy, everyone.